Okay, cool. So I'm not sure if you guys have heard. This has kind of been in the news for quite a while, but now it's kind of been confirmed as to happening. So apparently this week, e-hailing drivers will be engaging in a national strike in which there will be a planned shutdown of major routes for 3 days. So this follows a number of drivers affiliated with e-hailing services such as Bolt, Uber, InDriver, Uber Eats, among others, calling on government to regulate the industry. So the Public Private Transport Association, they say that regulation within the industry would help in eliminating what the association has termed as exploitation in the industry by app partners. Among their demands are improved earnings, considering the higher price of fuel currently, and also safety of e-hailing drivers and passengers. So I know that a number of us have heard scary stories about certain experiences that people have had using certain e-hailing services where they've been the victims of crime. However, not that many people know that e-hailing drivers and operators may also encounter dangerous situations with passengers, competitors, and criminals. So this national strike is in an effort to deal with their concerns, but it's also expected to take place on the 22nd of March, which is this coming Tuesday. So Gauteng MEC Jacob Mamabolo, he did issue a letter to e-hailing drivers urging them to call off the planned shutdown. In the letter, he also reminded them of previous meetings that they had between March and June last year, where they agreed that concerns by e-hailing operators were to be dealt with through mediation processes. Seeing as the strike is still on for the week, I guess that letter was not really, like, it wasn't really, no one was like here for it. So
That's
if
quite intense.
you are someone who uses an e-hailing service to get to work, to get to school, or wherever, please be cognizant of the fact that you may struggle to find a